Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Breaking news from our newsroom. I'm reading 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, which says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." You hear it all the time, at least if you still watch regular TV. On some networks, they interrupt regular programming to bring you some fresh news about something unusual. There was a mass shooting at some mall, or the sudden death of some very important person. Or it could be that Congress just passed a bill announcing a new low price on gas nationwide. Wow, there is one particular network, however, that uses that line for every major news program. Nice try. I say it catches your attention because it is very likely an unusual news item to follow, and that network is bringing you the news as it happens. Sometimes you are disappointed and feel that it could have waited until regular news time, but still they do it because they feel it is vital and necessary. I'm bringing you breaking news today. The text before us says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." What does that really mean? Simply put, this is another way of saying what happens when you are born again. Well, let's sit for a while and talk it through. To be in Christ means that there was a time that you were not in Christ. Aha! That is the reality of every human being. Simply by being born, you are not in Christ, because everyone inherited a curse of being separated from God. That means that we did not start life with a positive relationship with God. It is a reality that is related to sin, and everyone was born a sinner. Rich sinner, poor sinner, black sinner, white sinner, ugly sinner, beautiful sinner. It is just the way it is. So what does one do? While we are not in Christ, we sin. We do things that God does not approve of. It starts off with disobedience in infants, and some of us graduate to telling lies. Some of us go on to bigger sins like profanity and sex outside of marriage and drugs and alcohol and cursing and chasing after pleasure. Some people get to the place where they say there is no God. That one is serious, but not impossible. The activities we do or engage in are real behavior and lifestyle that are characteristic of someone who is not in a relationship with God, and they do what pleases them. That is the plain truth. Then something happened. Something big, something life-changing. No pun intended. You became someone in Christ. You were born again. That happens in many different ways for different persons. Some people heard a sermon and they were influenced by the sermon and they made a decision to be in Christ or to be born again. Others might have found themselves in a difficult spot and they promised God, "If God helps me, I will serve him for the rest of my life." That is one thing to make that promise, but it is not easy to keep your end of the bargain. But God is a gracious God, and he comes to where you are, and he talks to you, pointing out to you the need to be born again. Note that Jesus did not tell you to join a church if you want to go to the next level. God usually does a very good job, because by the time he arrives, you might be ready without you knowing that you are. It is that moment in time when you say to Jesus, "I'm ready to give my life to you. I'm ready to be in Christ." Some people say a prayer by themselves. Others might have that experience in a church, listening to some gospel music, having a chat with a friend who is a believer. Those conversations have a great and compelling effect on you. That is what propels you into being born again. It is important that at this point, one prays for the forgiveness of sins and invites Jesus to come into your life. Once you have done that, breaking news is announced in heaven. One more person has acquired the new description. That is when you are born again. That is when you are now in Christ. Seriously, there is an exciting party in heaven right away. Angels are jumping for joy and great enthusiasm when one more person becomes in Christ. The text says that the old is gone and the new has come. You're a new person, Well, that requires some explanation. It doesn't mean that you have physical changes, but as a person who is now in Christ, God the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in your life, and His job, among other things, is to help you to know that you are in Christ, that you are a new person. In addition to having the Holy Spirit, you become a member of the family of God. This is one of my favorite features. The Bible says that God has given you the title of Son of God. That is status change, and it doesn't take long because God makes it happen in a flash of a moment. I want to talk to you about the exciting part in the text. It says that the old things have gone and they are replaced by the new things. This is gradual but certain. Old things like the list of sinful activities that we talked about earlier. You lose the appetite for sinful activities and you replace it with a strong desire to do things that God approves of. You find that you want to grow into this new life, which requires new words and new behavior. What I mean is that you are no longer interested to do the bad things that you used to do before you became in Christ. This, my friend, is breaking news. And when heaven gets the news, a huge party of celebration breaks out on your behalf. If you're currently not in Christ and you want to become a child of God, then send me an email at friendofclyde@gmail.com. I would be happy to hear from you.